Blog Talk Radio.
The Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And be sure to check out our blog, Higher Learning TV show. That's on Tumblr. I'll pull that up in a little bit so you can see what's going on in the world. And in the world is some crazy, chaotic weather. That's what's going on. Some California snow blizzard. Can you believe it? This is March in Chicago. In March, 70 degrees, unheard of. And I'm always complaining about how cold it is. I got a girlfriend that moved to Texas. Can't get in touch with her. All the numbers I got, everything disconnected. Tony's got family in Texas. We can't get in touch with nobody, so we don't know what's going on. So if you got relatives in Texas, pray for them, because I'm sure they need some help right about now. Nobody can get through to anybody with any kind of anything. So let us keep them in prayer. Let us keep everyone in prayer, the sick, the shut-in, the incarcerated, the non-believers, and those who have just given up and who have no faith. Because if you have no faith and no hope, it's not a good thing. You got to find it somewhere, and you can usually find it when you get quiet. That's usually how that happens. So, if you are headed out and about today, you already know it's Monday Morning Madness. But here it's Monday Morning Mindfulness. And traffic and weather is available to you, and I'll share that with you in a minute. But it's sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTakes.com. This is a barter agency recognized by the IRS. If you have a product or a service to offer, this is the barter agency to be with. We've been with them for, 20 years now? Anything you can think of under the sun, especially when it comes to travel, because, you know, travel is expensive. You go to the Caribbean, we've been there too, Alaska, Hawaii, we're going there next, Mexico, 52 continental states, anywhere you want to go, hotels, anything you want to do. You can use barter dollars instead. And you can get a $100 bonus just for signing on if you mention my name, Zelda. Always giving thanks to those who came before me to make my way possible. Jackie Hasselred, Yvonne Daniels, Denise Jordan Walker, Bernadine C. Washington. They all made my way possible. So always giving thanks to the ancestors. If you are on CTA or Metro this morning, I feel for you, but I'll just say a little prayer for you. The Rock Island inbound train number 97 is running late, so you know, call your boss and let them know you're going to be late this morning. No reported delays on the CTA, but on the expressway, it is Monday Morning Madness. Slow down and take a deep breath. Inbound on the Kennedy, it is 29 minutes on reverse. Also on the Kennedy, beginning March 7th, phase 2 lane closure. So use them while you can, because after a while they won't be available. As we take a look at the Edens inbound, it's 35:30 on the reverse. On Oakton Bridge, there's some construction, so expect delays there as well. On the Eisenhower inbound, it's 40 minutes in and 30 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson inbound, it's 28 in and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, there was an earlier car fire at 31st Street, which has been extinguished. It's 21 in and 15. On the Bishop Ford, it's 11 in and 9 out. On DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that is your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. If you are a follower of Hope, you know that there's a lot of chaos and confusion going on in the world. And this is the time that we need clarity. We need a sense of self. We need a sense of hope, and we can only get that if we get quiet long enough and listen. So I ask you to join me this morning in a moment. Monday, March 4th. What is this, about 10, 15 years ago? I hope they're washing windows because I just saw something come down. I digress. I do that sometimes. Monday, March 4th. About 20 years ago, Jack Bolin, a very popular minister with the Unity family, made his tradition, and I always remember he passed on Monday, March 4th. And here it is, Monday, March 4th again. And this is from Mike House. If you, fellow journalist, Mike House, if you are a follower of Inspiration, you can text us at this number. Text MMM, which is Monday Morning Mindfulness, to 312-383-9749, and you can be included on the list as well. And I will send them to you. How about that? Life is an, well, I should give you the name of the session first, right? Monday, March 4th. My class is in session. Life is an ongoing class. As we live, life happens in, around, and through us. From each action and activity, whether trivial or monumental, something adds quality to our lives. Since we are here, how do we make use of it? In school, did we pay attention or just wait and pray for the dismissal bell? Did we value what was being learned? This is life. How we do make use of our experience to add quality to our lives. How do we do that? Do we spend time daydreaming or capturing and fulfilling the dreams? If the dream comes, that means it has to be done. I pay attention to my experiences and discern what adds quality to my life. I move forward. I move in form to realize my dreams. I am in class. I am stronger and more secure from my experiences and lessons learned. Thank you, strength within. Thank you, strength in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. Those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And that's from Philippians 4 and 9. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day. And all you have to do is send me a text. Text MMM to 312-383-9749, and I will include you in the text for the rest of the week because you can't get them here every day, okay, just on Mondays, but I'll send them to you. All right, it is that time of the morning where we spend quiet time alone because the rest of the day will be spent doing things to, for, and with other people, but this is the time that we spend alone so that we can prepare ourselves for the madness that's about to occur. Because you know the minute you step out there, you don't even have to leave the house anymore. It's madness. Alrighty now. So this is the time that we, Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And we always like to wake up just like a cat in the morning. Oh, excuse me, and stretch. Let the body know you love it and you appreciate it. You simply stretch and move, get those arms up and start that lymph system draining. Behind the ears, just rub behind the ears or pat there and pat here. It kind of feels like EFT tapping, doesn't it? Yeah, but you want to get the lymph nodes moving. I had a cousin who died from lymph node cancer, and I always think about that. You pat up under the arms, get those lymphs moving in the morning. That's why it's important that we stretch and move and think and enjoy. enjoy the movement mobility, because not everybody is able to do that as we stretch and give thanks. I got a high back chair here so I can give my liver and my bladder and my spleen and my spine, get him some action too. Yeah, move it, move it, move it, move it, move it as you inhale and exhale. Give thanks for the power of mobility. Somebody somewhere cannot do what you're doing. Trust me when I tell you. All righty, we give thanks. So let's just stretch together. Inhale. And exhale. Just keep breathing and keep moving. You don't have to work with me. It doesn't have to be simultaneously. You just need to move and to breathe. And you should close your eyes because you should not be looking at me but the inside of your eyelids. Close them. Close them, close them, close them. All right. Inhale deeply. Through the nose, hold it. For about 4 seconds and then exhale, blow it out. Excuse me. Continue breathing in. And from time to time, you'll hear this. And it's just a reminder to focus your thoughts back into the center of your chest for your breathing, because you want, when you breathe in, you want your chest to expand. That's how you have this experience. You just can't go, no, that's not how it works. You have to, yeah, feel that chest expand, and when you exhale, blow it out. You should feel it decrease, okay? So inhale deeply. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because somebody somewhere cannot breathe on their own. And look at you, breathe the power on your own. You go as you inhale. Hold it. And exhale, blow it out. See, if you're inhaling and exhaling, you get that deep inhale and exhale, you will feel the inhale. Hold it. And continue breathing in and breathing out. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that we are always at the right place at the right time. As we give thanks, as we breathe in, hold it, and as we breathe out. We give thanks for the power of the breath as it can take us to a place and a space that brings nothing but peace. That's why we inhale deeply. Bringing the power of the breath up to the top of the head and down through the face, the forehead, landing on the chin and on the shoulders as we rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards as my sister from another mister would say, roll those joints, honey. Yeah, move them all. Get them moving. Just move them, move them, move them. You're draining. I'm moving the lymph system along this way because you want to. Get it moving. Yeah, inhale deeply. And exhale, sending the power of the breath down through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we breathe in. And as you exhale, doing the higher learning hip rolls, just moving from side to side. You know, we sit at computers all day, so when you're sitting all day, sitting has become the new smoking, and nothing moves. This is a whole system that needs to be moving, and if you're not moving, you're sitting, and if you're sitting, not a good thing, not for too long, anything in moderation. We breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through the stomach and the hips and the thighs and the knees. Yes, giving thanks for the power of these moving knees as we breathe in. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arch. The instep and the heels and the toes, yes. Wiggle those toes as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, Remember, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together or not. As long as you are breathing, that's what's important. As we breathe in, sending the energy of the breath back up through the toes and through the ankles and through the arch and the legs and the knees. As we give thanks and talk to any part of our body that is asking us to pay attention to it, we give thanks for these glorious knees and these thighs and these hips and these buttocks and this back as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Just feel the peace that comes with that connection to the breath. Your connection to the Creator who is always awaiting your attention to just listen to the still, small voice. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. As we breathe in, bringing the energy back up through the top of the solar plexus and through the arms as we move and stretch and think and breathe. And as we breathe out, blow it out. And as we breathe in, bringing the breath back up through the shoulders and the neck where I hold all of my attention, and this is what I do to help release it, and you can do the same thing. Just massage the back of the neck or anywhere else that you have tension. This is where I hold mine, so this is what I do, and you can do the same. As we breathe in, sending the power of the breath back up through the face and the forehead and back to the top of the head with the crown chakra as we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we are grateful that we are in a position to breathe without the help of respiratory agents. As we breathe in. And as we exhale, we give thanks. And just sit with that breath. What does it feel like? As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Breathe in deeply. And this time, turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Bring your head back, blow it out. Inhale deeply. Look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of your neck. And exhale. Once more, inhale deeply. As we breathe in faith, we blow out fear. Because whatever you're going through, it came to teach you a lesson. And we often don't want to learn those lessons, but we got to, because we're in earth school. That's what we do here. We learn lessons as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Let's try that again. Inhale, faith. And exhale, fear. Blow it out. That's why we meditate, to activate the spirit that is within, that guards us, that guides us, and protects us every single day. Every inch of the way, even when we are thinking about it. All we have to do is what? Breathe in. Inhale, faith. Hold it. And exhale, fear. Blow it out. We give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. It is the breath that we connect with, that will guide us and guard us and direct us. You see, because this breathing apparatus that we have, we call lungs, it sends connectors, it expands the lung and it triggers the receptors in our brains. And you wonder why you walk around all day feeling so good, because you had a conversation with everything going on up in here and it heard you and it's reacting. And you wonder why you're smiling. Because you have a reason to smile. You just told your body it's going to be a glorious day. No matter what's going on out there, it's good in here. Why? Because we what? We inhale faith and we exhale fear. We inhale what? Say it with me. We inhale what? Faith. And we exhale fear. And that, my dear, is something that you can try at home, alone, on your own, anywhere, any place, anytime. You can try it in the bathroom, in the tub, on the toilet, in the kitchen, in the corner, in the car. All you have to do is breathe. When they go to cut you off, don't cuss them out. Just and exhale. And if you're in public, in an office, in a bus, or school, or wherever you are, and you're having a challenge, just start breathing. They'll look at you like you're crazy. But it'll give you time to reset your mindset, not to react to whatever they said or did to you. It gives you time to collect your thoughts and respond, not react, respond, because your gut movement is your reaction. But when you respond, that means you've taken the time to do some breathing. If it's only for 2 seconds, and that will control your reaction. So you want to respond and not react. So that is your Monday morning mindfulness, and I hope you will share that with someone. And be sure and go and check out my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. And there's also one called Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. Okay. We will be joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And we are discussing women overcoming the struggle of war. And it is a war going on in here right now because I hear rattling all over the place. And as we go to our first commercial break, I want to remind you of what's going on at the ETA Theater. The ETA Theater is the, does I sound like I'm trying to be somebody, right? It's not the ETA, I make that correction. It is the Black Ensemble Theater. And we were privileged to have the honor to attend the opening last night for media at the Black Ensemble Theater. You'll see it at on my blog here. It's called Time Machine, a tribute to the 80s, where they take you back in time. The music was eclectic and eccentric. The 80s, yes, with hits from Prince, Lisa Lisa, Cold Jam, Morris Day. Did I mention Chaka Khan? Oh, yes, Lord. Did I mention New Edition? Oh, I can't tell it all. Anyway, and many more, including hip-hop medley that will make you want to jump up and jump back. So that's all taking place at the Black Ensemble Theater, which is 4450 North Clark Street. And as you can see, as you stroll down the struggle of war, that's on my blog for today. And there's lots of other information because we are celebrating Women's History Month here on the Female Solution. And just in case you missed our weekly session with the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, we have podcast training in which we will be starting another session this Sunday. We teach on Wednesdays at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. And 7th and 8th graders there. And you can check out that video on my blog when you get a chance. But maybe not right now. But right now we're going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we will be joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, and you will get a chance to talk about what's really going on in your mind as we celebrate Women's History Month, okay? Alrighty, and you can call in at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and you can also call in on the new number, on the On Air Everywhere switchboard, and that number is 727-731 5192. So let us take our first commercial break here, and we will be right back. And thank you for sharing, and thank you for caring. Today, sometimes.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the Mindfulness Moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Female Solution, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. 7 days a week, we have a dynamite show for you. On Tuesdays, we have the Gathering of the Griots with Asada. On Wednesday, it's Family Relationships with Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid. On Thursday, it's Shop with Zoe. And Friday, Health and Well-Being with my sister from another Mr. Viata. On the weekends, now we've got you. We're not up at 7 a.m. on the weekends. On the weekends, we're on at 12 noon until 2 p.m. First Saturday, Nonviolent Communication with Jana, our London, England correspondent. On the second Saturday, it's Wisdom with Mama Joy. And on the third Saturday, it's Move Around with Deborah, our travel show. And on the fourth Saturday, it's the Global Virtual Teens, Tweens, and Tots Contest. It used to be the Teen Talent Contest, but we get so many auditions from all ages. Naima said, let's change it to Global Virtual Teens, Tweens, and Tots Contest. So that's what it is now, and you can find all of that on our blog at Tumblr.com. And that is Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And you'll see it there. Okay? All righty. And we now have the Higher Learning Network News, in which you can check it out. And you can also check out OnAirEverywhere.com, and I'll be sharing that with you a little later as well. But right now, what I want to do is bring to the telephone, the young man who will be joining us today, and that is our monthly contributor. Well, you can't, he is not joining us via video. He is calling in, so I will pull up his picture so that you can see him. And we will also be joined by other guests in the 8 o'clock hour, and we will share that with you as well, Women Overcoming the Struggle of War. And we will be joined by Vivian Khalaf, the board chair of Palestine Children Relief Fund, and also Dr. Nida Al-Sahouri, executive director of the American Muslims for Palestine. But right now, let me bring to the phone our very own monthly contributor every first Monday of the month. That would be Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivations. Grand Rising, Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Peace be with you. Glad to join you once again. And I appreciate the opportunity once again to share with your astute listening audience. Peace be with you.
Yes, sir, and thank you for bringing this subject to the public, because there is so much going on in the world, and we try to find a way to bring some peace to it. And one way of doing it is to sit and have a conversation and not throw bombs at each other. It's just to sit and have a conversation. So that's the conversation of today, Women Overcoming the Struggle of War. And I think the first war, Lionel, is the war within. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, it's in and out is a part of the reality of life, and we have to have a balanced perspective and work to restore our fallen humanity in order to get back on track. It's, the circumstances that we're in is not by accident. It's by design. And that we have to see it in the context of history and in the context of our future, posterity. We've been misled about these things to the point where we focus primarily on the present, with very little understanding of history. And what history we do know is very shallow. And in that vein, I wanted to acknowledge Women's History Month and also to acknowledge the situation in Haiti is getting really bad. Been in, almost as bad as the situation in Palestine. But you know, we have a lot of work to do, and I have a great deal of faith and confidence, trust in the reality that the promise of God, that His will be done, His kingdom will come, and His will be done, is what I like to keep in the forefront of our thinking. And in that vein, I wanted to also, again, because of how circumstances have heated up in the world, take a moment. I would like to take a moment once again to have a brief moment of silence to begin the show so that we could keep our focus on the reality that there is a divine plan. And if we really appreciate, trust in, and, you know, devote ourselves to that consciousness, we could be guided to a better situation. So could we have a brief moment of silence, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That works for me.
Thank us. Thank us. Universal spirits. Yes.
That works for me.
Yes, sir.
So, I also wanted to acknowledge the accomplishments of Caitlin Clark, the young woman who scored more points yesterday than anybody else in the history of college basketball, I think it was.
Mm.
And, you know, she's got quite an eye for shooting that basketball.
Mm.
And what I like about her is her humility. I've often emphasized the fact that humility is very much a part of what it is to be human, and we've lost an appreciation for that. And to see someone, a young woman who has, who could do otherwise and be arrogant like some people I know in the public media today running for president, who does not have the least bit of humility and does not reflect the kind of human character as a consequence that we should be promoting and upholding in this day and time. Of course, I'm speaking of Donald Trump.
Amen. Amen. You are right on target. It is... I agree with what you said about our humanity. Working with the homeless has taught me. I've seen how people have reacted to our, unhoused sisters and brothers who are sharing this space on the planet with us, because we have tuned people out who don't fit the norm, who are not in the workforce, and who we deem as not contributed to society. That's the mindset, and that's not always the case, because many people who are working are a paycheck away from being unhoused themselves. So I see how humanity is slowly eroding.
It's a done deal. It already has eroded. And what we have, the whole concept of resurrection that we find in most religious communities and in the hearts and minds of most believers is the idea that everything is going to be all right if we just keep faith. And the faith that we are to keep, confidence in, that we are to have trust in, is the word, the will, the plan of the creator of this masterful universe of which we are a part. And we have to not lose sight of that in light of the present world's which is very temporal, which has only been here for a little bit of time in the history of humanity. And we have to recognize that we have been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And that the key to our salvation and our evolving to a next level is for us to keep our trust in our divine reality of God, Allah, Yahweh, and to do more than just talk, but work for peace.
Yes, you've got to put the work in. You just can't talk
about it. That's the most important part. The real manifestation of what faith and the guidance of Allah, of God, is can only be manifested when you put it into practice, when you actually do the work. If you don't do the work, you ain't doing nothing but talking. You can act as lip service. But when you actually are willing to put your heart, your mind, your body, your soul into the practice and the disciplines that acts of worship and righteousness call for, is when you find the proof in the pudding, when you find the benefit of having trusted enough to do what God, Allah, tells you to do in terms of cultivating your humanity with good deeds, patience, constancy, and a devotion to find and understand and to grasp and to share what is true and what is real.
Amen.
Getting away from falsehood, fantasy, vanity, and illusion, magic. Leave those things and run towards the things that will strengthen your character and will strengthen your connection with our Creator, which is doing the work of being a faithful, God-fearing person, a human being, a humble, God-fearing person who wants to help, not to hurt others in your pursuit of happiness.
Amen. Because the world we know better. When you know better, it is your responsibility to do better. So that's the question that I pose to our listening and viewing audience, is that when you see someone in need, what do? Do you turn your head? Do you ask, how can I help? Which one do you do? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's, you know, the situation in Palestine. With the Palestinians, that and the situation in Ukraine, that and the situation in Haiti, these are all situations that clearly reflect a fallen humanity that have created circumstances that have created a great deal of misery for people. And the failure of so-called civilized nations to respond to these situations in a way that clearly reflects a preference for what is humane and what is just, what is fair and what is necessary. That's a sad state of being. And if these circumstances is not enough to move us to recognize that we're in the wrong place psychologically and spiritually, that these circumstances could even dare to exist, and let alone once they do, we don't do anything about it.
Right.
That's a bad state, and I think it's just like with the civil rights movement, and I think it was very important that Vice President Kamala Harris made the speech about the need for a ceasefire during the demonstration at the civil rights issue. The connection is all the same. And the situation with the Native Americans, with this movie that they just did, The Killers of the Flower Moon. I haven't seen it yet, but what I've heard and seen about it is very moving. That the situation with Native Americans, the situation with the Holocaust, the situations of human deprivation and degradation that we have allowed to occur in our human existence, modern human existence, are all testimony to the need for us to get real and to get back in touch with our humanity.
Amen. Because if we don't, talking about the next generation, I don't know about this generation, if we will still be here with all the chaos and confusion that's going on. We have to make the decision to do what's right, not what's popular. So how do you handle that? What do you think it is? We got some callers on the board already. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And on the on-air everywhere switchboard, the number is 727-731-5192. As we go to the switchboard, 334-895, your mic is open. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, praise God, Mother God, and Father God this morning. Zelda, this is Brother Neil, Shy Apostle, 63rd Apostolic Church of God.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling this morning, Brother Neil.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was listening to and appreciating and learning once again your opening this morning and getting everything rolling and getting the body working and getting that spirit and that breath connected. I so appreciate you, Zelda, for your wisdom and your knowledge and your spirit. Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
I was listening. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, I just said
I was listening to the...
Go right ahead.
Listening to the brother. And the brother was, you know, he speaks so well. And he was talking about humanity. And he was talking about humanity being out of order, which is on point. Especially in the African-American diaspora, the what they call the black diaspora. I hesitate to use that word because the definition, if you look up the definition, is so negative. It says evil without joy. And so I hesitate to use that word. But especially in the African-American community and in the humanity that has gone left unchecked, so to speak, within our own community.
Yeah.
And but then he disappointed me when he threw political in there and wanted to throw some shade on Donald Trump. And I try not to be political, especially when I'm talking about things that really affect life. But unfortunately, powers to be. And people who get in positions of power can affect humanity in wrong ways. But at the same time, I'm not a quote unquote Trump lover, but I look at the facts, Zelda, and I look at the facts when we talk about Trump making it retroactive the crack law that the Democrats made with the Black Caucus and pedophile Bill Clinton and him and his wife, that they made their law that locked up a whole generation and brought that epidemic crack to our communities and locked up the rest of the men who had profited in positions to help the community, locked them up and took everything they had and made their women slaves. And the same ones who say, what have you done for me lately in your communities, Maxine Waters and all the other so-called politicians, other than my Uncle Danny Kenyatta Davis, who was the only one who got money for prison recidivism from a Republican administration, George Bush Jr.
Mm.
And there wasn't a peep seen about it. None of the newspapers. And so when we talk about being real, when we talk about being out here on the front lines, and I was born into it, didn't have to be, and I'm 5525 South Lafayette, born in Detroit, but raised right there, right off of State Street, the heart of the city, and came up in it, and been on the front lines fighting for God's people all my life, and fighting for right, and so forth. Instead of talking about it, we have to be about it. And
amen.
And the reflections in our community, our communities, we can make excuses and talk about them and they and the white man. Yeah, we can talk about COINTELPRO and them trying to, and it says right there to prevent a black messiah. And you still have those evil people. It ain't about color. It's about good and evil. So when we talk about who you're with and what's your love, it's whether you love God or whether you love evil. Because a lot of these black folks who sit up there, we talk about Black Lives Matter. As far as these folks got a little money, I ain't heard nothing about the cause no more.
Okay,
I ain't heard nothing about the George Floyd law. I ain't heard nothing about none of these laws that need to be changed and citizens upholding their rights for something. Because you tell me to sit up there when it's voting time, oh, you are my vote. But what am I voting for? What have you done for me and my community? Except for lock my men up and put the women on welfare and then tell the black men, tell them they can't even come in the house. And she got to work for her welfare, but then they regularly letting other folks come over here and take money that's going on right here in America, in our cities, in our communities.
Okay, brother.
I'll be quiet.
Thank you, brother. I just wanted to interrupt there for a minute and point out the fact that you do
want to say this. No, I do want to say this. Can I say one more thing? Because I want to keep this real, too. Because on Trump. Wait, let me finish.
Can we have a conversation,
on the end.
Sir?
Because can I finish my point?
No. I want to respond to what you've already said.
Trump did more for black people than any other president other than Abraham Lincoln. He told the HBCUs they had to come back every year and beg for money like they had to do with Obama for 8 years. Obama made change the crack law from 100 to 18 to 1 that the Democrats he didn't make it retroactive. For I'm trying to finish my point, brother.
But you've been talking for 20 minutes already.
I didn't interrupt you. Can I have 30 seconds?
No, sir.
Do you mind can we
stop and have a conversation?
I can't get 30
a two-way
more seconds.
Conversation,
well, if I can't
please.
Get 30 more seconds. If I can't get 30 more seconds, you go ahead.
Please go ahead.
This is ridiculous. These long dissertations is not, you know, we were trying to establish a format of a discussion. And for you to keep rambling off like that is not, you know, conducive to a conversation. And you should try to restrain yourself. You know, we opened up the show with a opening remark, and we were opening it up for conversation. So please, brother, let's not do that.
And thank you so much, Neil, for calling in and for sharing that information. That is the voice of Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. You're listening to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and if you're wondering what the uproar is all about, well, we should be in an uproar because this is about women overcoming the struggle of war. And right about now, there's a war going on in our heads and in our hearts that needs to be addressed. And we will address that, and we'll have more guests when we come back after the break. So you stay close. And
oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Dynamite students from the Global Virtual Teens, Tweens, and Tots Contest, as it's now called. And if you have a teen between the ages of 13 and 19, well, if you have children, how about that? Because the ages just went right out the window. Have them send a one-minute demo into hlntvshow@gmail.com of their singing, dancing, whatever they're doing. You can just send that in.
Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talents. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talents that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
And you're watching the Higher Learning TV show.
And that was NBA Hall of Famer Terry Cummings, which I had the pleasure of interviewing last Saturday at the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. He stopped by. I didn't know that he was a minister. NBA legend is a minister, has been for the past, 20 years. I had no idea. See, the things that you just learn on this show, I just love that about it. But let us continue with the conversation of women overcoming the struggle of war. And my guest today is Brother Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivations, and we will be joined with a couple of other guests this morning, Vivian Khaloff and Dr. Nita Al-Sahouri, and they will be joining us at some point. But right now we're still chatting with Brother Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivations, and we've got other callers on the line. If you want to call in, 312-515-605. Did I say 312? No, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you are on the on-air everywhere switchboard, you can call in 727-731-5192. Let's go to the phone lines now. 319-457. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from and what's your question or comment?
This is Kofi James.
Hi, Kofi. Grand Rising. I'm calling.
Oh, yeah. I'm always in peace. People are like, man, why are you so peaceful? Because I said, well, peace is within me, you know.
Amen.
I'm a Cherokee chief, American chief here in America. would I talk with my sisters about any war? Hello?
Oh, did we just lose somebody? I hear a line beeping. What's going on here?
No, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they may cut this off, but first thing, I tell my sisters, you're not African American. You're not from Africa. That's the biggest lie told, indoctrinated, established lie that's been told to us in schools for reasons that, and Europeans have talked to me directly and said, yes, we lied to you to confuse you for the rest of your life so you would never find out who you are.
Wow, that's someone actually told you that?
To my face.
Wow.
They thanked me. They thanked me because they knew, and it helped them because they said, I'm tired of lying. I can't function like this anymore. You're so right. We never brought you on a ship called Jesus from Africa. There are no slave ships. You Google slave ship, you see a cartoon picture, okay? It's a cartoon story that we believe in. We have pyramids here in America. I mean, there were black queens and kings and pharaohs here in America when everybody came. They're trying to exterminate us and get rid of us. But if you know that, they can't do it. We perish with lack of knowledge. I'm from Mississippi. My parents are from Mississippi. This is Cherokee land. I got Cherokee land. And this is a big misnomer. No one does this to anybody but us as far as reclassifying our names to confuse us. And this is what I tell my sisters, and this is what gets you out of this war, this psychological war that they perpetuate over and over again. African American. They even pay. Jesse Jackson was the one who coined the term when he ran for president.
All right, Coochie, thank you for sharing that information.
Jesse Jackson was was a Cherokee Indian, okay? This is how my black sisters and black brothers, this is how you get out the matrix. This is how you get out the war. You'll step back and realize, oh, this is a fake war. This is not real.
You would know that this is a fake war. Thank you so much for calling in, Coochie. You want to comment on that, Lana?
No, I have no comment on that. I don't see why that was even relevant to the discussion.
Okay, well, he just voiced his opinion, so just please.
Well, I thought we were going to be having a discussion about a particular topic, and just rambling discussions about general information is not helpful.
Okay, well, go right ahead, Lionel. You have the floor.
No, it's not for me to have the floor. I'd like for people to call in and discuss what we're talking about. As
until they
to just generally, randomly, rattling off about different issues that are not in any way connected to the subject. If we're gonna have a subject, we should at least stick to the subject.
Put that mic and you move on. The time that we're wasting on talking about what he's talking about, we could be discussing it. So let's bring another. Guest on the show, so maybe we can move forward with this conversation. And that was Vivian. I hope I'm pronouncing this. She just lost. I don't know, Dr. Nita Al Sahuri. He just disappeared. I'm not quite sure, but until he does come back, we can continue the conversation. Women overcoming the struggle of war. And our guest today is Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and as soon as he comes back, Dr. Nita Al Sahuri will be joining us along with Vivian Khalaf. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I was under the impression that the subject was going to be restoring our fallen humanity. I don't know how we changed that, but
it's Women's History Month, and the title of the show is Women Overcoming the Struggle of War, and that is exactly
I didn't hear that until this morning. So,
okay,
so
you know that's what we're talking about. So let's take some comments from the if you're on the internet on social media channels, Blog Talk, on our social media channels, Facebook and YouTube, Viata's Tiny House Villa says, Grand Rising Kings and Queens, let's get it on and bring forth truth and light. From Viata's Tiny House Village, she says, it occurred to me that the war in our heads created the refugee energy where we are wandering around not sure what our purpose is. That's food for thought, Viata. That is definitely food for thought. And if you would like to comment, Dr. Nita and Vivian both say I'm here too. Oh, there they are. Okay, so let's bring them on board as we continue the conversation with the, there she is, Dr. Nita Sahuri Ali, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us this morning along with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Dr. Nita, I hope, am I pronouncing that right, my sister? Wonderful. I can't hear you, though, so turn your volume up. Dr. Nita Al-Sahuri is the American Executive Director, am I saying that right, the Executive Director for American Muslims for Palestine, the Chicago chapter, is that correct? Wonderful. I can't hear you, though. I see your mouth moving, but I can't hear you. Your volume must be turned down. Yeah, still can't hear you. Yeah, we're having some issues there. We can see you, but we can't hear you. You may have muted yourself accidentally. Can you say something? Nope, we still can't hear you. Maybe you want to go out and come back in, check your phone settings, and go out and come back in, so that would help. If you can do that, can you hear me? You can hear me? Okay, go out, turn your phone off, turn it back on, and come back in, and that way we'll probably be able to hear you, because right now we can't hear you. All righty, so feel free to come back. We would love to have you back. And Vivian Khalaf, Board Chair of Palestine Children's Relief Fund. Do I have that right, Ms. Vivian?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. We have audio. Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us this morning. Women Overcoming the Struggle of War with my co-host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. If you would be so kind, and thank you, Executive Producer Naima Latif, for inviting you to the show. If you would tell myself and our audience and Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq exactly what it is that you do and how you came to be a part of this conversation. Oh, is she back?
Is Nita back?
Nita's not back yet. I just heard a click, but she's not back yet. But go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I mean, it's really a pleasure to be able to speak, you know, on this platform in this space with you. So, thank you so much. Again, my name is Vivian Khalaf, and it's a Kha. Not many people can pronounce
Khalaf.
I am the chairman of the board of an organization called the Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
Yes.
And this is an organization that's 30 years old. I'm sorry here. 30 years old. We began in 1992. A group of humanitarians here in the United States saw a need for enabling every child in Palestine, Jordan, and basically the region to have access to quality health care and specialized surgical procedures. So this is the primary purpose and mission of the organization, is to get access, to provide access. And this is something we're all familiar with here in the Chicagoland area and in the United States, the right to health care. So that's what we do. We are present in Gaza and the occupied West Bank for the last 30 years, and we've been there nonstop every day since October 7th, not only before. You know, I came here through an invitation that came through the Muslim Civic Coalition, Dilara Saeed, and all of our other brothers and sisters who work within this humanitarian space. That's why I'm here, and thank you for having me.
Wonderful, and we're going to bring to the stage and see if we can hear Dr. Nita now. Can we hear you, Dr. Nita?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Dr. Nita Ali Sahuri, she is the director, am I saying that right, American Muslims of Palestine Chicago chapter?
Yes, the Chancellor Chicago chapter.
Yes, ma'am. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved in this as well. And also welcome Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. He's on here with us, but you can't see him, you can hear him. Go right ahead, Dr. Nita.
Well, I am a pharmacist in profession. I have been involved with American Muslims for Palestine, the Chicago chapter. It's a grassroots organization that started in Chicago after the first time they started hitting Gaza in 2006. So what we do is really, we are not a relief organization. We are an education and advocacy organization. We try to change the narrative around the Palestinian cause, because the narrative in the United States is so one-sided and does not say the Palestinian story. So what we do is we try to bring have our story being occupied. This is not a war, by the way. This is an occupation and people fighting occupation. So this is what we've tried to do. So education is a big part of our mission, and then advocacy is another part. And the third part of our mission is keeping our identity, to keep our identity as Palestinian and keep our heritage, because it's being stolen as we speak on a daily basis. So this is what we're doing. So this is the Chicago chapter. We've been running all these protests and with other organizations, Palestinian organization. We've been running all these protests and trying to advocate and educate the legislators and ask them to take the right stand for ceasefire. For the last 5 months, we've been in the streets. Yep.
Wow. For the last 5 months, you have been in the streets.
And we are so tired.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you're exhausted at this point.
We are very exhausted, but not as exhausted or nothing compared to what the people are going through. So every time we fatigue, we pull ourselves back saying, at least we have homes, at least we have food, at least we have, everything else that Allah gave us that we are not thankful enough for.
Amen.
You don't feel the blessings until you lose them, and I can't even imagine what they're going through.
Amen. And that's one of the things that we're talking about, one of the main things we're talking about, and Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq was on the line mentioned, is that we've lost our humanity. What do you do when everything around you is falling around and you just simply choose to ignore it? Lionel made a very important point. We've lost our humanity. How do we get that back, Lionel? What do we do? We've got all these organizations, all these people who are trying to bring some peace to a situation that has gotten out of control. How do we handle that, Lionel?
Well, all praise is due to the Most High. I want to congratulate and thank the sister and her organization for what they do. It's a very tragic situation and becoming more dire every moment. And I, again, think it's courageous putting your faith to work, which is what, I think is the answer to the problem. There's enough of us who don't do that. And that, if you love for your brother what you love for yourself, and you do unto others as you would have done unto you, then this is the kind of response that we should have. And I think it's important for us to recognize, as the young people say, that we've been misled, and that this is the reason why these situations exist. And until we get real and stop escapism with fun, and foolishness, these problems will only get worse. And those who say they believe have to put their faith to work and cut off some of these sporting events and games and foolishness and get real and do something, with put your faith to work in a way that will help and make a difference. That's what I would encourage. And I really appreciate the work that you all are doing, and I hope you get more support.
Amen. And for those who are listening, from the Female Solution, my name is Nita Ali Sahuri. I am the American Muslim for Palestine Chicago chapter chair that I am not the executive director. We just fixed it. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. And how is it that people who are listening or watching, how can they become involved so that we can make a difference in the quality of life for others?
You know, if I can just say something to comment on what Brother Lionel said about
mm-hmm.
losing our humanity
mm-hmm.
for a moment. You know, I agree. I think we've lost our collective humanity, you know, as a world, on a global level. However, many of us, including you and everybody on the screen and those who support, you know, social justice and humanitarian causes, haven't lost their humanity. And that's why we continue to do what we do. And, you know, change is incremental. And as difficult as it is, you know, nobody should feel, yeah, we all feel let down, but we shouldn't feel helpless, although we do. Because it doesn't matter how large or small of a contribution to make, it's the contribution nevertheless. And I've said since October 7th, and I hate using that date because the struggle for independence and justice started decades before that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened on that day is that the man-made human catastrophe, I don't like to call it a war, very rudely awakened the human consciousness of millions around the world. And we saw that on our, excuse me, on our television screens and in the streets of Chicago and New York and London and Australia, everywhere, something like we've never seen before. So I think there's been a shift. The needle is moving, you know, ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much fertile ground now to do more. People are beginning to ask questions. You know, what have we been doing all of these years? I didn't know. And thanks to social media, right? Thanks
yes.
People are beginning to know. We don't have to just turn on the television channel to watch CNN.
And watch, right. And watch,
you know,
Wag the Dog.
Exactly. You know, we need to watch people like you. We need to amplify our voices on platforms like this and awaken the humanity in people that have not yet awakened. Because at our core, I think we're all good people, right? It's just... we need a push every now and then. How you can help is to listen to people like me and Dr. Nada and you and Brother Lionel to do more of this education of our people and our brothers and sisters here in the Chicagoland area and all across the world, to tune in, to go on our Instagram sites, on our Facebook sites, to attend our events, and then to share, right, to share the good work. And I've said time and time again, there's so much work out there, and the scope of this tragedy in Gaza is so large, not any one person or any one organization can do it alone. This, my friends, is an era of partnerships, collaboration, solidarity, et cetera, every synonym you can come up with. This is the time, and if not now, then when?
Right.
30,000 have been killed, and we're still counting.
Right.
70,000 injured, the majority of whom are women and children.
Mm.
10 children a day need amputations in Gaza. Imagine that. 10 a day, not only one amputation, but multiple amputations. People are starving. Where? This is the 21st century. Look at the pictures of children starving to death in Gaza.
We throw away so much. America, it's horrible. Go ahead, Lionel.
This is the point that I strive to try to make is that there are so many individual issues that are being promoted as individual issues. The situation in Haiti, the situation in Ukraine, the situation in Gaza. These are problems that are getting our attention in an individualistic kind of way. But if we look at the whole picture, the big picture is that we have been misled. As a world society, we have been given over to values that are vain, that are materialistic, and that are selfish, that only focus on the issues that we are concerned about. But we don't see them in the total collective of a fallen humanity that has been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And we need to take a perspective of humility in the sense that we recognize that we've been misled and sincerely appeal to our Creator and to do things that will make that appeal real in the sense that the work that we do, the good that we do, the prayers that we make, and not just for the issues that we are concerned about, but issues that are connected in the sense that it shows the same connection to a fallen humanity that needs to be restored. And so my focus is on cultivating the community, cultivating people to do more and to be more sincere in how they apply their faith, to exercise the disciplines of faith that will strengthen your relationship with our Creator, our common Creator, and that we can then begin to project a more unified direction to restore that which has been lost. Our humanity will make our efforts broader. It won't be more so isolated. And we need to exercise those acts of worship so that our Creator will respond to all of these problems in a way that will help all of them.
Amen.
If we restore our humanity, if we be sincere in our focus to a broader and bigger picture that connects us with our common Creator, the one God who created this universe, who we have been misled into these shallow, narrow perspectives that say man is the only way, that that only Muslims matter, or that only Christians matter, or that only Jews matter. No, humanity is what matters. And where Jews or Christians or where Jews, Christians, or Muslims are not focusing on the big picture, we are missing the mark.
Amen.
We are losing the battle.
That is as author, speaker, trainer, shaman Iyanla Van Zant would say, until today. Because today, those who were not aware of their inhumanity to man has been awakened. Thanks to our guest today, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, Vivian Khalaf, Board Chairman of the Palestine Children Relief Fund, and Dr. Nida Al-Sahouri from the American Muslims for Palestine Chicago chapter. If you just joined the conversation, you are now part of the humane society that wants to help this world get better and not be a part of what you are hearing, the nonsense, but to wake up and to listen, to get involved, because this is your world. You're living in it. You want your children to grow up and to be a part of a sane world, and you've got to get busy and be a part of the solution, because that's what we are here for on the Female Solution, is to be a part of the solution. As we take our last break of the on-air network, stay close. We'll be right back. Share this video with someone. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive, and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And it's Monday morning, whatever can happen. And you see, there are a few technical difficulties. We'll try that again, see what happens. And you're watching the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Be sure and check us out tomorrow, Gathering of the Griot with Asada. You do not want to miss it. This is a powerful sister. And on Wednesday, Relationships with Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid. Thursday, Shop with Zoe. And Friday, we're back with Health and Well-Being with Beata. on the weekends. We are not up at 7 a.m. The shows are on 12 noon until 2 p.m. The first Saturday, Nonviolent Communication with Jana, our London, England correspondent. The second Saturday, Wisdom with Mama Joy. And the third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah, our travel show, and with Travel Advisor. And our fourth Saturday is the Global Virtual Teen, Tweens, and Tots contest. You can watch it right here on our social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, Higher Learning TV Show. And for breaking news, go on to onairdailynews.com. You'll be glad you did. And you can always watch the shows in the archives. And as we get back to the show, let me remind you that there's a lot of chaos going on overseas in Gaza and Palestine and Jamaica, Haiti, Ukraine, the whole world. But right here at home, in our own homeland, one of our sisters of the microphone, Dr. Jody Susan Calhoun, and her husband, Andrew Calhoun, are experiencing some challenges with their living on the land that they're living on. So I ask for you just to take a few seconds of silence and send them love and prayers and healing for the land that they are living on. Because put yourself in that situation, you would not want to be booted out of the land that you're on, would you? I don't think so. Okay, so let us continue with prayer and compassion and humanity as we bring to the stage to join us our very own executive producer of the Female Solution, and that would be our very own Naima Latif, who is joining us, who is responsible for this platform that we're on that's making it all possible. Grand Rising, sister, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for introducing us to these fabulous sisters.
Yes, if my lighting isn't right, I might need to change position here.
You're good for now. You're good.
Okay. Well, I certainly want to thank our special guest for joining us today. There has been so many reports about the war, but I think when we can remove the politics and bring the humanity back to the situation, then we understand what's really important, and that is the lives involved. And the children who are being affected by this and are being traumatized by this, these are the children who are going to one day be the adults that we look to organize our world. And what kind of relationship are they going to have when they've been raised with such hatred and violence? So now is the time for us to make the corrections in the way we see each other. We cannot move forward into the future with this same conflict, and we absolutely cannot allow the governments that have their own personal political agendas to define what the issues are. The issue is respect for all life, and if there's anything that's being done that is less than that, then it needs to be corrected. So it's a task that falls on us as women, the bringers forth of life and the shapers of the mind that come through us. It's for us to change the dynamics of what's happening. And I would love for us to be able to reach out to those sisters who are on the other side of the religious spectrum, the sisters from Israel, because they're being fed a steady diet of fear and distrust. And so we as women have to transcend the programming and do what our Creator brought us here to do, and that is create a new earth with a new thought and remove all of the acts of hostility between us. That's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of truth-telling, a lot of admission of wrongdoing, a lot of forgiveness, but our focus has to be to transform, because we cannot continue with things the way they are, and we all know this.
So how do we move forward? Lionel, are you
peace
with us?
Peace be with you, Sister Naima.
Peace peace you gave me as well, my brother.
How do we move forward, Lynn?
Well, yeah, I think it's an idea that has taken root to the extent that people are focusing on our collective fallen humanity and the restoration thereof. The ideas that we've been talking about, all the problems that are manifesting themselves all at the same time, is indicative of things that have happened in the past. When the world got to a place where it was just total chaos, the idea of repentance and redemption and restoration and resurrection of the human spirit was at the heart of the circumstance. I mean, if you talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, if you talk about ancient Greece and Rome, the fall of so-called great civilizations is embedded in the very nature of those, not organizations, but nations. It's embedded in those nations. And where people lose sight of their humanity is through materialism and vanity. Materialism and vanity. That these things make us focus, that narrows down to the point where nobody matters but me. My issue is the only issue that I want to talk about. Well, we got to broaden that. We got to break out of that and recognize, as the young people say, that we have a bigger issue in the fact that we are only thinking about our narrow, selfish ideal and not the big picture of cultivating our humanity with not just words and prayers, but works and deeds. And I think the more we do that, I think the more our God, the one God who created all of us, will respond and help us in these dire situations. If we respond as a collective humanity to put our faith to work in our neighborhood, in sending donations to good just causes like the sisters who are representing us here today, we can do more, because God recognizes what we do in response to these circumstances. And if we do better, Allah will do better for us.
Amen. So how do we get people involved, Dr. Nita? Excuse me?
Well, I am actually shaky right now because we know we're talking about humanity, and we're seeing a genocide unfold, and where's the humanity? You know, it's the dehumanization of the Palestinian people is a totally to a different level. It's just I pray at night and push myself and try to go on the streets and try to go educate and advocate, but the reality is we are being less human as Palestinians here, and it's not easy to deal with that. We sit, I'm sure Vivian feels the same way, we sit in disbelief. I have to sit down and pray at night and bring myself back and talk to my Lord, you know, like, please, you know, bring justice, please do something, because this world is not being fair, and this world is not looking at us as equal humans. We worry about, I mean, you go to CNN and to go to all these, you know, media you know, stations, and you look at like the hostages, and the 30,000 people who are dead, that the 2.5 million people who are hostage in Rafah, their lives are not important. We only worry about the hostages. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing did not come, like Vivian said, in October 7. This is a lot of decades of occupation and apartheid and ethnic cleansing. And this was the result. You're creating these people, and now we're dealing with hostages. And yes, the hostages are very important. Every human life is important, but our lives are important. Our lives. I don't know. I mean, me and my daughter are usually in the streets. You know, but today we're going to the Egyptian consulate and the Israeli consulate. We're sitting all day. We're taking bus with us. and the flowers to just show people, you know, what's going on. And us, that normal people, yes, we feel each other, with each other, that you know, the allyship that we've noticed, and that this is amazing. It's amazing. I mean, actually, they brought our work as American Muslim Palestine and education and change, and they brought it like we're on speed, like you're going, like they change, they helped us doing that. They helped us bring the narrative, and, you know, the right narrative, and that there's an occupation, and there is, you know, a lot of injustice happening in Palestine. So we are speed on. Like, we're so fast going, teaching people, thank God, this is, because nothing happens that's usually all bad. I mean, in Islam, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing happens that's pure bad. There's always good in something that happens. So why is that price is so high? While you know, the Gaza's life and their infrastructure and everything is so high, and the narrative shifted. It's not only shifting; it's shifted. Because the people that you see in the streets are so different. How we accomplished this fire, the powerful resolution, was amazing. You know, when we started, we only had Rosanna, Alderman Rosanna, with us, and then by the time we did all the work we did, and the education, we had 23 against 23, and thank God that, you know, Mayor Brandon, you know, voted with us, and that was the best victory that we had since October 7th. So it felt good to feel like you're heard, and to feel like you're treated as a human. But the fact remains that we are watching a genocide is unfolded on our screens. Before 1948, things happened and we heard about it. Now we're looking at it. Mm. And it's not moving people's heart. It's not moving Biden's heart. And it's now he wants to put, to have, you know, send food from the skies while the food is sitting right there at the Rafah border. There's 2,000, and no one in the world is being able to pressure Israel to bring food to the people. That's what we're going to demand at the, you know, at the Israeli consulate and the Egyptian consulate today. Open the Rafah border, yeah, so people can eat. This, yeah, is simple humanity. We're talking about humanity. I was shaking because, like, we need to see simple humanity. I mean, like, why do we have to bring people food from the skies while food is on the ground? No one can pressure them. No one can pressure Israel. Is this, where is the humanity?
Dr. Nida, if I can interrupt you, please. Just right there. Food dropping aid. PCRF just did that. And we're a small organization as compared to the United States. In cooperation with the Jordanians, this morning we airdropped food packages to Gaza. We're an organization. The United States doesn't have to airdrop food to Gaza. What we need to do is to open up unobstructed humanitarian corridors to allow these semi-trucks that have been stopped at the border for months now to bring in the amount of aid that is required to feed and clothe and shelter a starving and freezing population. But airdropping parcels is not enough. The U.S. can do much more than that. That is an activity for people who have no other choice but to airdrop food. We, as an organization, have been unable to break through these these entryways in a manner that is needed, meaning hundreds and hundreds of trucks. We've been unable to do that. Therefore, we have to seek alternative methods. And airdropping is one such method, and they're not always accurate. So just in comparison, you know, a superpower, the leader of the free world, okay, who has been involved in this humanitarian catastrophe for 5 months, if not longer. And all we can do is airdrop food packages now. There's much, much more that can be done by a superpower like the United States.
Mm. I have a question. Because I know that there have been times when this nation and others have refused to be humane, and the people were able to collectively create activities that removed the financial profiting of the offending nation. I know when the world was gathering behind Nelson Mandela and the effort to end apartheid. And at first, no one talked about it, and then it became a movement because people realized the inhumanity that was happening there to the South African people. And so there was kind of a boycott of doing any kind of trade or business with South Africa. Matter of fact, I remember when I was in college and there was a gift from South Africa of, I think, 13 million rands or, you know, 100. It was some large amount that was donated to the school, and because it came from South Africa's apartheid government, we, the students, protested and made the university give the money back. And that alerted everybody who didn't know what was happening in South Africa as to the issue. So is there any kind of or financial institution that is connected to the policies of oppression of the Palestinian people that we can withdraw our support from financially and therefore cripple that the financial gain of those who are perpetuating this policy? Is there anything we can target as a collective body, whether it's a product, a bank, you know, whatever it is, that we can withdraw our financial support? Do you know of any?
That's your area.
There is many things. There is a whole movement called the boycott and divestment, BDS. BDS is a bad word in the politics world because they make it sound like it's anti-Semitic. But the BDS is, there's a huge, if you go and just search BDS, there is a whole group of products, manufacturers, so many things, and we have a priority boycott. So if we can boycott now, we're boycotting Starbucks, we're boycotting Zara, because Zara did some bad things for the Palestinians. They have an ad with a body making mocking our bodies, that they're Palestinian bodies. So we're boycotting HP. There's a whole list.
So how do we find that list?
It's just if you go BDS, or if you go
BDS.com, or how
do you find it? Just Google BDS, you'll find it. And also under AFB, I have a whole, I can maybe send you the link, but we have a whole...
These act now, these companies are profiting from the war?
They are with Israel, they're invested with Israel.
Is this the right website?
Yeah.
BDS movement?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
All right, so I'm going to get out. I'm going to...
They're profiting from genocide.
I think that's our next movement, is to...
Thank you for that.
Our dollars to...
This is what we're looking for.
...change the situation. Yeah. And this is something that we can promote ongoing, send to all the other media, all the other activist groups, everybody who wants to feel that they are fighting back. Withdraw your financial support from any company that is supporting the genocidal product.
That's pretty much everybody that we spend money with.
We can withdraw our participation.
You have to be selective because, if you give everything, all these products, people get tired. So there is something called the targeted boycott.
Oh, okay.
So there's target boycott that we kind of focus on, and few specific products that we can boycott.
Are there some specifics that you all have targeted that we can gather our energy behind?
Now in Ramadan, we are trying to make sure we eat the dates, the right dates. We all break our fast on dates, so we're trying to work to make sure we're not eating the Zionist, we call it the Zionist dates, because they bring it in Arabic name and it looks legit, but it's not legit. So that this has to be, you know, from, you know, either American or Palestinian origin. It's also on that website.
So what company should we not be buying?
There's a whole list of them. I'm going to post them on the blog. We're going to post them on our blog. For those on the switchboard who can't see a visual, we're going to post it on our blog, tumblr.com/higherlearningtvshow.
I have a whole thing I can send you.
Please, please do, yes.
Yeah.
But
Sister Naima, thank you for bringing that up. There's so many ways people can get involved, so many. And when you hit people in their pocketbooks and institutions, and, you know, we learned that from South Africa. Nobody's reinventing the wheel here.
Yes.
Okay, there's lessons to be learned from history, and we are learning them.
Google and Amazon. We all use them every day. Disney, Teva, Pharmaceutical. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, send us that list because this list is so long. And this list was just compiled January 5th, so it's only a couple of months old. So I'm sure there you'll be adding more. But, yeah, when I saw this, I'm like, oh, my God, these are the American companies that are act now against these companies profiting from the genocide of the Palestinian people. It doesn't matter where they're from. I shouldn't say that. It does matter. But in this case, people are people. We all breathe. We all bleed. And we all believe that there's a higher power that connects us all. So why are we allowing others to suffer when we don't have to? Lionel, go ahead. I hear you in the background. Go right ahead. Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to suggest, you know, the idea that the ceasefire and the UN proclamation of genocide that was proposed against Israel for what he was doing in Palestine have been blocked by the Biden administration. In fact, the only country that didn't support it was the United States. And this is something that we need to focus on as well. In the couple of reviews that I did of last month, talking about the Zionist connection, the day after the Zionist connection, this is associated with the symbolism on the national seal of the United States of America, which has the bald eagle with a six-pointed star over its head. This symbolism has a lot to do with the reason why the United States did not allow that resolution of genocide to go through and why we continue to send weapons and money to Israel despite the way they've treated the Palestinians for years. We have to wake up and get real about the realities of these symbolic images that have a lot to do with the political realities of our world. And I would only suggest that people pray and do good deeds to earn the blessing of our Creator so that we can get the help that we need, that we really need from the Creator. Because this is not just something that's been going on for a little bit of time. There are issues in politics that are shaping and influencing things behind the scenes that we don't even get a discussion. But our Creator, the one God, Allah, is looking for us to respond sincerely to these issues and ask for help and to demonstrate our desire for help by doing good deeds, by exercising the ideals and the acts of worship of our faith. And if we do that, God recognizes every act of worship, and if we can do enough collectively to justify a response in these issues, I think we can get it. I trust that God will respond to us if we respond to God.
Amen.
And repent and change our ways and change our focus away from just what affects our personal issue to the issues that affect the whole of humanity.
Amen. Well said. I just sent
on the chat that the more targeted, like we have Sabra Hummus, Soda Stream, Hewitt Packer, Ahava Kazanik Remax, and PS4 Market. So there is like, more targeted boycotts that we have.
Yeah.
And it explains how to do it and everything. And the two links that I sent, if you can post that, that would be great.
I will definitely post that on our blog on the tumblr.com/higherlearningtvshow. And actually, I'll post it on my blog as well, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So don't worry about it. If you don't get it here, you can get it on my blog. I will definitely be sharing that information. It is 9:01. The show is officially over. I want to thank you all for being a part of this much needed discussion today, so that we can begin the process of helping humanity rehumanize itself. And Naima, will we be doing an after show today?
Well, I think that we've covered everything.
I think we have as well.
I know that it's an ongoing effort. There is a lot of money that's involved in backing a horrendous policy of genocide.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be angry enough at the hurt of our brothers and sisters to withdraw our money from some of our favorite things, because we know that can make a difference.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Naima. This has really been wonderful, and we're at the doorsteps of Ramadan, and we're all people of faith, grounded in faith, and so are the people of Gaza. All we've been hearing is them saying, Hasbiyallahu ni'mal wakeel, and saying thank you to their creator in the midst of these atrocities, and that should teach us a big lesson.
Amen.
A big, big lesson.
That should teach all of us a lesson, and we all have lessons to learn. Final closing thoughts, Dr. Nida?
Thank you for having us. It's been wonderful. It feels good to be with people who value your life. I would like to invite everyone today, if anyone can stop by the Egyptian consulate and the Israeli consulate, we'll be sitting there from 12 to 6. I'm heading there now. If you want to show solidarity, stop by and just join the movement. Thank you so much.
And where's the Egyptian consulate? Where's it at?
I have to find the address now.
Okay, and just text it to me, and I'll post it. I'll get that information.
I have the flyer. I can give you the flyer. It has all the information.
Okay, wonderful. Just
okay.
Send
that. So if anyone can join, we need more power, and we need to be in this, today, just demanding this to stop. But thank you so much for having us. Thank you for Delara also for referring us. Looking forward to do more work with everyone here. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Vivian, any closing thoughts, Vivian?
No, sisters. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from the children and the people of Gaza and Palestine. We love you, and we will continue to stand in solidarity together. And upward and forward, as they say, or forward and upward.
Amen. And Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq, closing comments, please.
Let us continue to work and pray for peace. My prayers and work will be towards helping to strengthen our humanity and get us out of darkness into light.
Amen. And if you want to contact Lionel during the week, once again, what's that number, Lionel?
773-642-1453.
That's 773-642-1453. And remember to check our blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, as well as Tumblr. And I'll go back and forth, but the information will be on there. Thank you so very much. Be sure and tune in tomorrow from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to hear the gathering of the griots with Asada. And, yes.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
That's all, folks.